السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So alhamdulillah, in the last class we were able to complete Surah Al-An'am, and inshallah today by the tawfiq and the idhan of Allah we will begin our next surah, which is Surah Al-A'raf. So inshallah today's lesson is going to be from the beginning of this surah, from ayah number 1 until ayah number 5. And we'll start from the beginning of the surah, and then inshallah we will do our recitation. And then we will do our analysis of the tajweed rules that appear within these ayahs. Now, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, inshallah, we will start from the beginning of the surah and the beginning of our lesson from ayah number 1. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم صاد كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا أَوْ هُمْ قَائِلُونَ فَمَا كَانَ دَعْوَاهُمْ إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Inshallah, that is going to be our lesson, ayah number 1 to ayah number 5. So we'll go ahead and move back to the beginning of the surah from ayah number 1 and take a look at some of the tajweed rules that appear within these ayahs. From the beginning of the surah, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we start off with the huruf al-muqatta'at. These are known as the disjointed letters. So these are different letters that appear at the beginning of some surahs. There are a total of 14 letters. So there are different letters that are disjointed. And then, as we know, they are arranged in different orders. 29 surahs in the Quran begin with huruf muqatta'at. And then there are a unique combination in each of the surahs. So you can have either 1, 2, 5 letters. So these are the different combinations that you can have. Some surahs only have one letter, such as Noon or Qaf. These are both surahs that have only one letter at the beginning. Some of them have two, such as Taha, Hamim. Some of them have three, such as Alif, Lam, Ra. Some of them have four, such as here in this surah, Alif, Lam, Mim, Sad. And then some of them have five, such as the beginning of Surah Maryam, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad. So these are just some of the different combinations that we can find of the huruf muqatta'at. So these are disjointed letters, meaning that they are letters that are recited or read separately. You do not connect them together. They are not read as an actual word. Instead, each letter is going to be pronounced separately, and you will simply say the letter as the name of the letter. So for example, here, like we have Alif, we have Lam, we have Mim, we have Sad. I will not read this as LMS or LM. So I won't read this as an actual word, like normal words are read. Instead, each of these letters is going to be its own disjointed letter, meaning that you will say it exactly as the way that it appears as the name of the letter, recited by the names of the letter, not by the sound that the letter makes. So this is something that is different for حروف مقطعات in comparison to these letters appearing anywhere else. So again, there are 14 different letters. You can find them in different combinations. It can be between 1 to 5 letters. Different combinations of these will appear at the beginning of some surahs. So again, for example, Taha, Yasin, Alif Lam Mim, Hamim. These are just some of the different ones that we see. So inshallah, as we have covered before when we did the حروف مقطعات, these do have a significance. A lot of scholars say that only Allah knows the meaning of these letters, but the main point here is that a lot of the Arabs were amazed by these letters because these sentences had never been formed before. No one had ever thought to use the Arabic language to create sentences like this. And this was something of wonder, it was something of beauty. Now when it comes to the حروف مقطعات, there are different rules for the مدود that you will follow. Now we won't go too into detail on the type of مدود or the type of مد, but we will do something very simple. This will be an easy rule for everyone, inshallah, if you can remember this. It will help you remember for the حروف مقطعات how long to make each of these letters. So the easiest way that we can know this is to simply look at the sign of med that is on top of these letters. So if you look at here, ayah number 1, you will see that there is that sign of med. It's that squiggly line that you find on top of the letters. So if you see this, this is a sign of 6-count med. So for حروف مقطعات, if you see حروف مقطعات and it has that squiggly sign of med, it is a 6-count med. Okay, so for all of these حروف مقطعات, no matter where in the Quran you find them, if you see that it has that squiggly line, it is a 6-count med. If you see that there is that Kharizabar, there is that Alif Hanjariya, that completely straight line of the Alif, the Fatha, that you normally find in a Med Asli, a 2-count Med, then it is going to be a 2-count Med. So if you see that there is that squiggly sign of Med, it is a 6-count Med, not 4 counts. For the حروف مقطعات, there is a different type of Med that is applied here. Inshallah, we will cover this later on, but this is known as Mad Lazim. It is Mad Lazim Harfi. It is Lazim, it is Fard to recite this 6 counts. So for حروف مقطعات, just keep in mind, it is always going to be 6 counts if you see that sign of Mad. So there is no 4-count for Mad Lazim. It is going to be a 6-count Mad. You will pull this for 6 counts. Or it can be a 2-count med if it has that alif khanjariya. If it has that straight alif normally that you see for med asli, then it will be a 2-count med. So for example, in the words yasin, ya is 2 counts. And then if you have ta ha, ta is 2 counts, ha is 2 counts. So you see in some cases it's 2 counts, some cases it's 6 counts. And the only exception for the med in the حروف مقطعات is the letter alif. Alif does not have any med. Instead, you will simply say that word as alif. So you don't have to prolong this. You don't have to make it longer. You don't have to say alif. You don't prolong this in any way. And you will see there is no harakat on it as well. It is simply the alif is there. There is nothing on top, no sign of med. Simply read this as is. It is a 0-count med. You will not prolong it in any way. So just say alif. Lam, you see there is that sign of med. So this is a 6-count med. As you are saying this med, because the word lam is written, lam, alif, mim, and the next letter is mim, you are going to apply idgham and ghunna here. You are going to merge them together. So as you read the 6-count med, make sure you are prolonging the lam and then bringing it into the mim. This is going to be because the first word ends in lam, And the second word, lam, there's that meme. And then the second word begins with meme as well. So both of these memes are going to merge together. And then meme to sod, simply say meme 6 counts. After you are done with the meme, move on to the sod. And then you are going to make sure that at the end, sod is going to have a little bit of qalqala. There is dal with that sukoon. So when I say, you know, dal with sukoon, I'm talking about the actual word spelled out. So sod, this letter is written as sod, alif, dal. So you will have a little bit of qalqala. Okay, inshallah, let's go ahead and read this ayah. Alif, 0 counts, no mad. Simply say that word, alif. Lam, 6 counts. And as you are going from the lam to the meme, lam, meme, sod. So as you can hear, lam and meme are going to get merged together. Spend a little bit of time on this transition. Meme, 6 counts. Stop on the meme. It has the wasut. Rest on this for a moment. Then move on to the next letter, which is sod. And at the end of sod, there is going to be a little bit of qalqala. Sod. So you can hear there is qalqala. So you are going to apply normal rules of tajweed. There is going to be idgham. There is going to be qalqala at the end of dal, at the end of the letter sod. So apply the rules as normal and then make sure you are prolonging them 6 counts because all of these letters do have that sign of mad. So for huruf muqatta'at, again, if you see squiggly sign of mad, it is 6 counts. If you see that alif hanjariya, then it is going to be 2 counts. And for the alif, you will simply pronounce it as alif. So that is the short version of the rules of huruf muqatta'at. This is known as mad lazim, in case anyone is curious. Mad lazim means that it is lazim that you recite these the full 6 counts or the full 2 counts. So for mad lazim, you have to make sure you are pulling all of these 4-6 counts. And it is fard for you to do this. That is why it's known as lazim, because it is obligatory for anyone who is reciting to make sure these are properly 6 counts. So that is huruf muqatta'at. Ayah number 2, kitabun unzila. This is going to be idhar. We see there is a noon sakin followed by the letter hamza. This is one of the throat letters, hamza, ha, ayn, ha, ghin, kha. So noon sound here in the tanween is going to be pronounced very clearly. Kitabun unzila ilayka fala yakun fi sadrik. Fala yakun fi, this is going to be ikhfa. So we see noon sakin followed by the letter fa, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. Fi is going to be a 2 count mad. Sadarika, sad is going to be heavy. Dal has qalqala. Ra in this case is light because it has kasra. Sadarika harajun. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Harajum minhu. This is going to be idgham with ghunna. So we see that there is a tanween followed by the letter meme. Meme with shadda. So we are going to merge this together. And it is going to have ghunna, meaning it is going to go up into the nose. Minhu, noon here is going to have idhar, so we see that there is a noon with sukoon followed by the letter ha. Minhu litunzira, this is going to be ikhfa, ra in this case is going to be heavy. Bihi wa dhikra, this is going to be a 2 count madsila sughra, so we see that there is that ha dhamir followed by that small ya. Wa dhikra, kaf here is going to have hams, ra here is going to be heavy. Lil mu'mineen, lam here is going to have tawassut, mu'mineen. Hamza here has jahar, so make sure that you do have a little bit of that sharpness, abruptly stop on that hamza. Mu'mineen, and then end here on a 4 count, madarid. Ittabi'u, here there is a word that begins with hamzatul wasl, so I am going to add in my own harakat. Here this is going to be a kasra because this is a command. Ittabi'u, kasra here on the hamzatul wasl. Ayn from the middle of the throat, and this is going to be a 2 count med. Ma unzila, this is going to be a 4 count med. This is madja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within 2 separate words. Unzila, this is going to be ikhfa. Ilaykum, lay is going to be madlin, madzan ma 1.5. Ilaykum mir rabbikum, merge both of these memes together. Mir rabbikum, this is going to be idgham. This is going to be idgham without ghunna, because then noon sakin is going to get dropped, and then we are going to go straight into that letter ra. Mir rabbikum, and ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. ربكم ميم has توسط ولا this is a two count mad تتبعوا عين is going to be a two count mad من دونه this is going to be إخفاء دو is a two count mad نهي أولياء this is going to be a four count mad this is going to be مد صلة كبرى I see there is that حاء ضمير there is that small ياء with that sign of مد and then the next letter is همزة so this is going to be a four count مد أولياء now because I am stopping here همزة is going to have a little bit of a jerkiness this is also going to be نبر it is a four count مد followed by the letter همزة with سكون so give it نبر raise the voice a little bit you are going to put a little bit of emphasis and then make sure that Hamza does have jahr so that it's not getting dropped and turning into a med. So instead of saying awliya, you don't hear that Hamza, make sure it's audible. Awliya. So there is going to be that abrupt stopping. Hamza has jahr. You can raise the voice a little bit as well for that nabar. Qalilan qaf is going to be heavy. Qalilamma, this is going to be idgham with ghunna, noon sakin or a tanween, followed by the letter meem, which is one of the letters of idgham, and there is going to be ghunna here. Tadhakkarun, ra here is going to be heavy, and this is going to be a four count mad. Wakam min, here merge both of these memes together. Min qariyatin, this is going to be ikhfa, it is a heavy ikhfa, because the letter qaf is heavy, and ra here is also going to be heavy. Letter before is heavy, it has fatha, and then ra has sukun. So both of these are going to be heavy. Qaryatin, ya here is going to be light. Qaryatin ahlakna, this is going to be idhar. There's going to be tanween, followed by the letter hamza, which is one of the throat letters. Ahlaknaha, ha here is going to have humps. Kaf is also going to have humps. Ha is going to be close to the chest, down from the bottom of the throat. Ahlaknaha. Na is going to be a two count mad. Ha is going to be a two count mad. Faja'aha. This is going to be a four count mad. This is going to be mad wajib muttasil because the mad and the hamza are within that same word. Ja'aha. Hamza is going to be a two count. The ha here is going to be a two count mad. Ba'suna, Hamza here has jahr. So give it a little bit of that sharpness, a little bit of that abruptness on that letter Hamza. Ba'suna, two count med. Bayatan, ya is going to be a two count med. Bayatan, oh, this is going to be idhar. There is that tanween followed by the letter Hamza, which is one of the throat letters. Oh, this is going to be medlin. Hom, mim has the wasut. Qailun, this is going to be a four count. This is going to be mad wajib muttasil because the mad and the hamza are within that same word. Pull this for four counts and then we end here on a four count mad madarid lissukun. Now for ayah number five, fama, this is going to be a two count mad. Kana, this is going to be a two count mad. Da'wahum, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. It also has tawassut. Wahum two count med meem has tawassut idh ja'ahum. Ja'ahum is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within that same word. Ba'suna, hamza here again going to have jahar, a little bit of that sharpness. This is also a four count med. However, this one is going to be med ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Ba'suna illa anqalu. Again, four count med, med ja'iz munfasil. Word is going to be two separate. So the hamza and the med are two separate words. So this is med ja'iz. Illa anqalu inna. Qalu inna. Again, this is going to be a four count med because it is med ja'iz. The word here is qalu and then inna is a separate word. Mad and the hamza are separate. So this is mad ja'iz. Qaf is going to be heavy. Inna, two count mad. Kunna, two count mad. Zalimin, dha is going to be a two count mad. And then we end here on a four count. Madarid lissukun. So inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for today. Surat al-A'raf, alhamdulillah, ayah number one to ayah number five. That is going to be our lesson for today. And then in the next class, we will continue from the following ayat. Inshallah, we'll stop here and move on to the next portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.